Well, Clinton, Sly, what did you think of my meal?
That was a bunch of crap, punk.
Hey, don't be so hard on a little guy. It wasn't bad, but crap.
We'll see if I cook for you guys anymore. I mean, you know, I have Clint Eastwood over, I have Sly Stallone over, and that's the thanks I get there. You know, you guys, you're all pumped. You're all puffed up.
Hey, shut up, eh? Your noise is getting on my nerves.
Don't you tell the punk to shut up, punk. He's my punk.
Hey, both of you, eh? Right here, eh? Right here.
Oh, this dinner is just... Look, boys, I'm sorry. Let's not fight, please. I know perhaps bean sprouts aren't the biggest thing, but you guys eat so much burgers and Clinton with your chili dogs and Sly with your desiccated liver. I just thought maybe something, you know, along the tofu bean sprout rubber. Excuse me. All right, let's go in the living room. And what do you say we play some strip poker?
You want to see me? Just drop trial now.
No, that's no fun that way.
Yeah, I think he's got a point. Let's play.
All right, great. Let me deal the cards here. Tell you what, let's just play high card wins, low card strips. It's easier than going through all these hands of poker, okay? Just throw down three cards. The person with the lowest card has to take something off. All right, I'll deal. Let me see here. Whoop. Sly. You got the low card.
Yeah, I guess I do. Okay.
No, Sly, no, you don't take that out now. You don't understand that you take off a shoe.
Yeah, but this is what you want to see, isn't it? Look at it. Look at it. Hefty. Yeah, look at this bad thing, huh? Oh, look at his size. Look at his size of this.
Sly, you don't understand how these... You see, it's the anticipation. You don't just go to the main thing. Like, you're supposed to take off, like, if you lose once, you take off a shoe. If you lose again, you take off a sock. It takes a while.
Well, have a while. Come on, get on it.
Let's just play the game. Put that away. Put that away. Okay. Here we go. Ah, Clinton. Let me see. I got a 7. Sly's got a jack. Clinton, you got a 4.
No problem, punk.
Clinton, what? You're supposed to take off a shoe or something or your shirt, but don't just...
I want this now, punk.
Well, you guys are the... All right, that's it. Let me pick up all the cards. I've had it. Let me just bend over and pick them all up. We might as well just go ahead and play Parcheesi. Where's that Sly? Hey, get out! Ooh, where's that Sly? Jeez, which one are you... Will you stop for crying out loud?
A countdown has begun.
Yeah, explain to me how a road map works, Joaquin. Huh? That's right, just get back on the bus and shut up! Yeah, no gloating allowed. Joaquin, please. Yeah, it's 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. The grease man here. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, I tell you what we can do. We haven't done it yet this morning. How about a lawman? You ready for a little boozle? Boozle? Blah, 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 blah. All right, stand by. 1 second and we will sling lead. Line the Pacific Ocean. On Route 50 in Fairfax. The grease man here. This is DC 101. Jesus, 9 o'clock at WWDC FM Washington. And it's just the right time for brutality! Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman! Yeah, you're hating life. It's Memorial Day. All your neighbors are sleeping. But you gotta go out and deal with maggots! So you get hot as you get inside your squad car. You rev the engine! Wake up the stinking neighbors! Yeah! Ah, ah, ah. And then you take off at high speed! Splattering gravel and run down all their mailboxes! Yeah. Send those ladies' home journals flying as you fishtail back on the highway. Cutting donuts in their lawn. Yeah. You are on patrol and you are ready for action. Well, sure enough, you're sitting there by the side of the road eating your 6th Bavarian cream donut. Thinking about calling in to take that massive gassive at a gas station nearby when suddenly a car wheels by you at high speed. Damn, as you throw your donut and coffee out the window, you just can't find any peace. So you pull a little lady over, pull up right behind her. You keep your light working as you slowly step out of that squad car. You always like to walk up to the window real slow. Give them time to ingest what they've done there. Let them look in the rear view as your looming figure gets closer and closer. You get up there and there's a woman crying, "Officer, officer, please, I just cannot have another ticket. If I get another ticket, I'll be so involved with my husband and I'll get my insurance key." You say, "All right, lady, maybe we can talk about this, because she looks pretty nice." Say, "Come on back there to the squad car." Well, she gets in the front seat with you. And, say, "All right, little darling, you want to get out of this ticket, you're going to have to deal with this." She looks at first horrified. She says, "Oh, my God." You say, "Well, I can always write you for excessive speed." She says, "Well," she said, "that's it. Just don't be afraid. Give it a squeeze. That's it. Again. That's it. Again. Again. Oh, that's it. Again. Again. Yeah, there you are. That's the way. All right, open the glove compartment. All right, remember that, darling, and don't make me come around here again. Oh, that was nice. That was nice. Yeah. Oh, no. I left my citation book in the glove compartment. Well, at least I know my charges will stick. He's probably saying, "Hey, baby." Oh, I can't do that with my neck hurting. Oh, God. Oh, Nelly. That hurts. I don't know. I got a stiff neck for some reason. I don't know what it is. I work out. I work hard. That's right. I work hard for a boss jock. I mean, most boss jocks just sit there. I mean, I'm duck walking half the time. Watch me work now. Watch me work. Let me take the mic off the stand here so I can work out. I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. You got my teeth and you were raising both them, oh. But you got that sweet thing that's just so nice. So if you don't mind, baby, I will cut a slice. No matter what you do, I only want to speck on you. I don't care if you got scabs and runny sores. I only know I want to get inside your drawers. I'm sure what I'd find there would be delish. But it still reminds me of a tunavish. No matter what you do, I only want to speckle you. You had red ski pants stretched around your thighs. I knew that you'd be mine once I got rid of the flies. Now, baby, you'll bring the sun and all the birds will sing. If only I could knock the bottom out of that thigh. Just give me a glimpse of that pendulous butt and watch the magic of that bad boy go ten hot. It's crazy, but it's true. I only want to speckle you. Watch it! Swinging the mic stand from side to side. Whoa! Whoa! Over the head now! Over the head! Yeah. Now big split center stage. Ah. You had red ski pants stretched around your thighs. I knew that you'd be mine once I got rid of the flies. Now listen, honey. Yeah. Work out now. Let me tell you something. I'll do your shopping, baby, and I'll sort your wash. If only you'd be kind enough to nosh the squash. So please, beefy mama, come over here. I've already tied a 2x4 to my rear. No matter what you do, I only want to speckle you. Yeah, that's crazy, but I only want to speckle you. I said speckle you, baby. I want to speckle you. Now be a beefy mom. Yes, here you go. Now say I didn't do nothing for you, baby. Speckle you, baby. I want to speckle you. I'll speckle you, baby. Oh, I want to speckle, heckle, jackle. I want to speckle for a shackle. Will you take my little speckle and you'll get a little speckle.
When you borrow the hard one.
Babe, you know you wanted to hear something before you drive. Babe, buddy. You think you got Saurus? Wait till you hear mine. Unbelievable. Stand by. There is more action in store. The commander doing that shrieking there, playing those three from your favorite artists right in a row. It's a big day today. We're having a good, even though we're working, it's kind of a holiday. I'm kicked back. Got my feet up, camel dangling nonchalantly. So I feel good. Rain in the forecast. Supposed to rain for the next several days. Temps in the 70s. Right now it's 66. Nelly, it is 13 minutes before 10 o'clock. 13 before 10. The Grease Man here. Yeah, I went down to try out for the Skins. I did that. Yeah, let's do that one now. Let's do that one. Maybe we'll do a Rico later, but let's do that skin thing. I should let you know, because I wouldn't normally talk about it, because it was a little bit of a humiliating time for me. A little bit of a humiliating time for me. I was talking to Babe Laufenberg, you know, and he's hating life. He's hating life, you know. Cut him that first year. Cut him again. I mean, it's like, oh, Nelly. And he was kind of whimpering. I said, Babe, don't feel bad. I mean, you know that day when anybody can show up and try out? I figured, well, what the hell? I'm bold. I'm proud. I'm bulky. I can throw that football. Let me try out for quarterback. So they set up a game so all of us free agents could see how well we're doing. And I...
Hell to the rescue.
Coach Gibbs put me in as quarterback.
Story.
So I ran out there for the first huddle. And I said to the wide receiver, I said, I want you to run straight down the middle of the field, button hook, and hang a quick left. I'll hit you as you're going across. He said, Jack, that's an O. I said, I know it's an O, but it's reliable. You get on the center of the field, button hook, hook left, I'll hit you as you're coming across. He said, I ain't doing that. Let me go long. I said, you're going to butt hook. He said, I'm going to go long. I said, you're going to... The ref threw a flag. He ran out there to announce the penalty. Fudge packing the intended receiver, 15 yards. Well, the crowd went berserk and Coach Gibbs was glaring at us. Sorry, Coach. Sorry. I said, all right, let's line him up here. Let's see if we can't get some action on his team. All right, set. Red, 24, blue, 25. All of a sudden, another flag flies up in the air. I'm thinking, what the heck? Clock stops. Coach Gibbs is glaring. Ref announces the penalty. Squeezing the center's doodads, 15 yards. I'm thinking, my God. Coach Gibbs is yelling, the veins in his neck. Say, hey, Grace, the goal is the other way. Other way. Right. Loud. I said, sorry, coach. Yeah. I said, I tell you what we're going to do. Just a quick snap hand up to the fullback. Just run straight ahead. Give me some yards. Give me some yards. So sure enough, 24, red, 22, hot juice. They snapped me the ball. I stood there to hand it to the fullback. I didn't know what happened to him. He was nowhere to be seen. I'm thinking, my God. Now I got this 330-pound lineman about ready to make mincemeat out of me. So I didn't know what to do. I said, get away from me. Get away from me. He grabbed his eyes and dropped to the ground. Well, you know, the flags were flying. Speckling, 50 yards. Coach Gibbs, I mean, the people are holding him back. I mean, he's ready to take my head off. He said, you ain't a football player. You're nothing. You're poop. I said, I'm poop? I'm poop, am I? This is poop. You want to see poop? And I dropped crowd. And I laid a steamer right there on the 50-yard line. Sure enough, the flags flew. Taking a dump on the field, 50 yards. I mean, it was unbelievable. Finally, the coach, he took off his headset. He came running out. He grabbed me. He dragged me to the sideline. He said, are you out of your mind? Have you totally lost it altogether? My God. What? I said, easy, coach, easy. He said, you are a miserable excuse for a human. You're not a football player. You're not anything. You're an animal. I don't want to see you on my field. I don't want to see you in my clubhouse. I don't want to see you in a locker room. I don't want to see you in my life. Get out of here. Well, what can I say after a tirade like that? I pulled up my pants and left.
Try something different.
Okay.
All right, there we go. It's kind of exciting when you think about it. Usually we check on one baby. Maybe we check on twins. But now we're checking upon thousands upon thousands upon billions. Hello in there. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Here. And by the time they'd already started on their journey, they realized too late. get the egg.
Wow, you don't sound like the other guys.
That's because I don't look like the other guys. I am the biggest, meanest spermatozoa that ever lived. I can take an IUD and tie it in knots.
My gun!
I can punch my way through a diaphragm, kick my way through like John Madden in a beer commercial.
My God, you sound like Mega Spermatozoa.
I am Mega Spermatozoa, and if anybody gets the egg, it's gonna be me. And he better not try any enjoying Rosie, because the time will come. If he tries to enjoy Rosie, I'm gonna put my feet out to the sides of the wall. Won't be pretty. I'm an inch and a half long. It'll be worse than passing a kidney stone.
Halloween always gives me spilkus. You know from spilkus? I don't know. I guess maybe it was last Halloween that set me off. I was just anticipating a quiet night. My honey had little odds and ends to do. I'm sitting there in the Grease Palace. She told me she was going to go out and bring me a poppy. You know what? I was all excited because I love poppies. And I'm sitting there waiting. I hear the knock on the door. I open the door, and it ain't my honey holding a poppy. It's Damien!
Hiya, whip!
Damien, please. I don't think we need to have any interaction tonight.
Well, you don't, do you? Well, if you want an animal, I'll give you an animal.
And then right before my eyes, as I watched him, he started mesmerizing himself into horrible animals. Oh, my God! Look out, he's a hawk! He's a hawk! He's going for my eyes! No! And then I watched it. An elephant! Not on my new carpet, Damien! No! Oh, Jesus! But all the while, he laughed. He said, ah. He wants a puppy, and he ends up with an elephant. Oh! My God, Damien, no! Get the elephant out of my house, please! I don't want an elephant in my house! No hawks, either! No elephants, and no hawks, okay? And as I watched... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No tigers or lions either. No, please. No. Please, Damien. No. Nice kitty. Nice kitty. All right. Easy. 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 Yeah. I don't mean any harm. Right. Chow, chow, chow. There you go. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Now he's turned himself into native. Damien, whatever you do, don't turn yourself into a cockroach. You know what I hate most? And please, you've terrified me, so I'll confess this, more than lions and tigers and elephants and charging natives. I hate cockroaches. Please don't turn yourself into a cockroach. Please. And right before my eyes, he turned himself into a cockroach. At which point, I just stepped on him and went to bed.
It's the Grease Man, DC 101.
Spaced. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Booby Prize. Its five-year mission? To sell T-shirts, toy phasers, plastic communicators, and anything else we can think of. To seek out new life in old plots and complications. To boldly go where everyone has gone before.
Star Trek.
Captain's log, stardate 6935.2. We are in orbit around the planet Schwartz.
Jerk
here. What is it, Snotty?
Captain, the warp drive engines are generating excess antimatter. The pods are overloading now. If it continues at this rate, I'm going to be responsible for the safety of the ship.
I want answers, mister.
Well, I tried shoving a wiener in the warp drive, but it didn't do a bit of good. By the by, would you have a wee bit of mustard up on the bridge?
Mr. Schlock,
No mustard, Captain.
Analysis, Schlock?
It would appear that Lieutenant Snot is about to eat wiener without mustard.
As always, your logic is impeccable, Mr. Schlock. Dr. McGoy?
I'm a doctor, not a scriptwriter!
This is not an obligation.
Sensors, Mr. Schlock?
Computer data coming in now. It's exactly what we need, Jim. A colossal negative space turkey of infinite power coming right at us at warp factor 11.
Commence evasive action, Mr. Lulu?
Yes, Captain Jack.
Evasive action's ineffective, Captain. The turkey is turning with us and closing rapidly.
Estimated time of impact?
Approximately 16.24 seconds, Captain. Then again, I could be a little off.
Readings, Mr. Schlock.
Off the scale, Captain. I have not encountered this phenomenon before.
Damage report, Lieutenant Minora?
Honey, I'd say we take it a shellacking out here.
Bridge to engineering.
Snot here, Captain.
What's not there, Snotty?
I said Snot here, Captain.
Snotty, give me full power. Get us out of here fast.
Oh, I cannot do it. The toilets are bunged up into the warp drive mechanism. It'll take time to make repairs.
Fascinating.
What, Mr. Schlock?
The program's almost over, and you haven't yet found an alien to fall in love with.
Recommendation?
I'd suggest we beam down to the planet's surface and hang out, Captain.
Logical, Mr. Schlock. Perfectly logical. Mr. Lulu, you've got the con.
Thank you, Captain Jack.
Into the elevator, Mr. Schlock. Elevator, transporter room.
I'm fine. How are you?
Elevator, I said transporter room.
I'm fine. How are you?
No, forget it. Fine. Elevator to engineering. Beam us down from here, Snotty.
Aye, aye, Captain. You're locked on coordinates now.
Energize, Mr. Snot.
Remarkable.
What do you make of it, Mr. Schlock?
There is no record of any such civilization as this on the planet Schwartz, Capitan.
Look, Schlock, here comes a car, and feast your Vulcan squinties on that driver.
Far out, Captain Jerk.
Looks like the Starfleet's in. Want a lift, sailor?
As a matter of fact, I do. Well, I'll say goodbye here, Schlock. Now you'll have what you've always wanted, command of the booby prize.
And you'll have what you always wanted, Jimbo.
And what is that, Mr. Schlock?
A bleach blonde in red convertible on planet Schwartz.
Right on, Schlock. Say bye-bye to Starfleet Command for me, and I'll see you on Hollywood Squares.
Bye-bye, Jim.
Say, Space Fox, what's your sign?
Oh, dangerous curves.
I thought he'd never leave. Schlock to booby prize.
Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
What's not there, Lieutenant Snot?
I said Snot here, Mr. Schlock.
That's Captain Schlock.
Aye?
And make it one to beam up.
The bridge.
All the Star Trek fans, you know where they work out. Where? The he's dead, Jim. Oh, yeah.
Loud drum, loud drum. Come on, come on.
Thank you very much.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, every Star Trek episode ever played. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to seek out new life, to build big radios, to boldly go where no sponsor has gone before. Only dogs can hear that note, ladies and gentlemen. Captain's log, Stardate, 3624.6. Carry the four. We are proceeding along neutral territory, looking at Romulan's airspace, looking for Nazis, rock monsters, doomsday machines, any darn trouble we can get into. I assembled every important person that ever appeared in Star Trek. Captain! Jim, Bones, Spock, damn it! Jim, Bones, Spock, Captain. Jim, damn it, Spock, Bones, Captain. Jim, Bones. Who did I leave out? Chekhov, Captain. Chekhov, didn't you write some plays in the mid-1800s? Aye, Captain. We're approaching a planet. It's green, it's round, it's got lumps on it. We've got to go down and investigate. Spock! Jim! Bones! Jim! We've got to beam down. It's a very dangerous Enterprise. There could be Mystery, murder, death, unknowns, great unknowns. We don't know what's going to happen. It is extremely dangerous. So naturally, I will take with me every single important person. We all have to go down together, stay as a group. One big target. And Yeoman Smith. Gee, I wonder who's going to die. Beating down. Captain. Jim. See that green glowing glob over there? Yeoman Smith, check it out. We're going to turn our backs and talk for a minute. Jim, Captain. Spock Boons. He's dead, Jim. Good. Beating up to the planet. We lost Yeoman Smith. Oh, well. We have 434 other yeomans to go. Thank you very much.
All the Star Trek shows ever made rolled into one comedy bit by Jim Samuels from Star Trek Comedy, the unofficial album.
But it's the least I can do for your hospital. Come on, Carmelita. Well, we got on that airplane, and I said, I'm going to have to teach you all the customs. First custom is when you're riding out a plane, you have to kiss your partner. In case anything happens, you can at least show that you care. And so, we kissed hungrily, and I could see she was eager. We got up there. I said, oh, yeah, when the plane achieves altitude, another kiss. I'll tell you what, I was kissing her hungrily by the time we landed. We get back to the place. She said, I will cook you the best dinner. I said, it is also custom in America when you eat dinner, you eat naked because you show that you bring nothing hidden to the table, that you're honest and open with the, oh, shit, oh, that looks, oh, geez. So we sat there, oh, had a big meal. I said, after the meal, the customer is, yeah, show one's gratitude. Here you go. That away. Push it here. Oh, yes, yeah, that's nice. I like it when it's clean. Oh, that's it. Oh! Imagine my shock and horror when her father came to visit rather unexpectedly. We're sitting at the dinner table. We finished the meal, and I had her so trained, she dove underneath the table. I'm telling her, well, she's great at math, she's great at science. I see her dive under the table. I threw my fork down. I said, you see that? She's psychic, too. She knew I was going to drop my silverware. Carmelita, come back up here. That's it.
Rocking with grease.
No. Even though we have to face the living hell of another work week, I can still get up around pretty quick. It only takes me a couple of minutes, unlike my dad. I tell you what, he was the hardest living individual to ever wake up out of bed on a Monday morning. I mean, he can sleep through an explosion, through a nuclear attack. I mean, that man would just grab hold of the pillow and just hang on. I remember one time, I was sitting out at the coffee table, drinking a little morning coffee, smoking a Camel, thumbing through the paper. Mama come running out of the bedroom. She said, oh, boy, we're going to lose the house. We're going to lose everything. I said, what's the matter, Mama? She said, I can't get Daddy out of bed. The boss man done said if he shows up late for work again, he's out. He's fistry. He's fired. Help me get him up, boy. Help me. I went running in there, and there was Daddy snoring and drooling, that noise rattling. I said, Daddy, come on. Wake up, Daddy. But no, he was just lying there, just dead to the world. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it was like he was in a coma. So I grabbed his ankle. I started pulling. But wouldn't you know, his odor reader came loose in my hand. I went right into the wall. Ah, man, he's still snoring. I said, Daddy, Mama, fill this bucket full of water. Sure enough, I filled a bucket full of water. I threw it in his face and nothing. I got the dog. I said, come here, boy. The dog come here. I said, lick his feet. You know that nasty old rough dog tongue. He started licking it, lapping away. I said, lick his face. The dog licking his face. Wake him up, boy, wake him up. Put your paws on his chest. The dog is there with his paws on Daddy's chest, licking away at his face. Nothing. Hell, I got downwind of him and broke wind. Nothing. I said, Daddy, come on now. Daddy, you make me mad. I had his head snapping back against the headboard. I came and I said, Mama, grab me a Slim Jim. And I skinned back the wrapper on a Slim Jim and I ran it under his nose. And Daddy... And he tried to bite it in his sleep. I said, come on, Dad, I got more Slim Jim. We'll make you a nice breakfast of Slim Jim. But he was just lying there. I said, Mom, I don't know what. She said, we're going to lose the house. You got to get him up, boy. I figured I'd try to turn him on a little bit, you know? So I got down and I whispered in his ear. Hey, we're getting somewhere, Mama. But no, he was still just having a nice dream. Some stump breaking it. Finally, I got it. I said, Estelle! She was in upstairs. I said, Estelle, come on down here. She come waddling into the room. She was all dressed for work in her ski pants. She worked at a gas station taking money from people. You know, sit on the other side of the glass on that big butt every day. I said, Estelle, do me a favor, run around the block 3 times. She said, but I said, just run around the block, come on. Kicked in the butt, and she went running around looking out the window. Boom, she runs around once. Boom, she comes around a second time. She got a good lather. Boom, she comes sweating around a third time. I said, come in the bedroom here, Stella. Do me about 50 squat thrusts. She said, well, I don't know. I said, do them now. Come on, squat thrust. Whoa. Come on, and a one, and a two, and a down, and a stretch, and back, and a one, and a two. 50, I must tell. Come on now. And that'll give me some sit-ups. I said, some crunches. Finally, she finished. I said, all right, now, skin off them pants. Now. She said, but it's your father. I said, skin them off now, Estelle. Come on there. She skinned them off. I grabbed those pants, and I put them over my head and heaved my guts in Daddy's face. It worked. I mean, it was like...
Ever since Jerry...
Mixed it up this morning. You want to do a little Clinton before I leave? I don't know. Maybe I'll do a little bit of that. We'll see. A little booted out. Definitely in the menu for this morning.
The brutality du jour. Yeah, it includes a little bulldog. 4321101's my number. Hello, what's going on here?
I got a friend who's having some girl problems.
Yeah, what's his problem?
He's dating this girl, and she's about 5 years younger than he is, and she's Latin, and she is very reluctant to let him enjoy.
All right, tell me, give me the facts here. How old is the guy?
He's 25.
And the girl's 20?
Well, actually, no, she's about 19. She's and, really young.
And so what you're saying is she won't let him do it?
No.
So what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to give him a call and see if you can give him some advice.
Yeah. All right. Latin girl, where's she from?
She's from Peru.
All right, what's the guy's number? Is he there?
Yeah, he should be there.
What's the number?
Number six.
All right. Yes. Quickly. All right. What's his name?
Tom.
What's your name?
Jamie.
What's the girl's name?
Anna Marie. Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you later.
All right, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, buddy. I'll dial that number and see if I can find a solution. 16 before 9. Here, DC 101. McGreece in charge of the fun, the reality.
Wake up.
You sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed.
Hey, three children for Tom Eggman and James Burgess. We're asleep. That is all that needs to be said, since we will not be answering the phone. However, we greatly appreciate to hear your charming voice and leave a message with your name and telephone number. We will call you in the morning. Good night to sweet dreams.
Well, I know you're sleeping because you sure ain't hobbling, that's for sure. It's the Grease Man, DC 101. Sounds like one of those machines like I got, so it should keep going as long as I keep talking. Good. Okay, well, you're having problems with this Latin thing. Next time you're with her, just look her right in the eye and say, Coño, mamacita, mi negrita, ¿qué pasa? Dámela ahorita. My God. You know, you've got to be forceful. Just, you know, play the tape back and you can practice that over and over again. Baja los pantalones. Baja los pantalones ahorita. Yeah, just practice that. You know, just walk through the door, kick it open and say, Baja los pantalones. And I think she shall swoon and fall into your arms. And if that doesn't work, you can try the old Peruvian love chant, which is definitely... I mean, you know, if she doesn't respond to Baja las Pantalones, just look her right in the eye and say to her as sensually as possible... Hookah, shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, 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 shaka, hookah, hookah. And in no time at all, you should be bottom knocking. Again? Yeah. Thank you so much for your kind attention. And have a nice day. Out of the sack, Mackie. And face your fun fest. It's DC 101, 14 before 9 o'clock with the Commander. I got them on today, and I feel nice. Wa-do-da-do-da-da. Sugar and spice now. So nice. So nice. But this actually is a day for work boots. Today's the day when workmen are going to be glad they got their Desperados boots on. When it gets gloppy, when it gets nasty, when it gets down and muddy, construction boots. They got them at Desperados right now. It's probably the best investment you're going to make next to your hard hat. You need good boots if you're going to be working outside, especially with the weather getting cold. Talk to the people at Desperados. What do you need? Regular toe, working toe, steel toe, carpenter's boots, plumber's boots, construction boots, hiking boots, hunting boots, you name it. They got them, and they're all American-made, buddy. American-made quality. American. You can feel proud to wear these bad boys. Any kind of boot, and they'll work with you, Desperados. They respect the working man. To get into Desperados, they intend to be king of the work boots, just like they're already king of the dress boots. The selection is unbelievable. So don't go to some place and buy work boots that sells every million things, screwdrivers and everything else under the sun. Go to the pros that specialize. Go to Desperados in Rockville, Manassas, Springfield, Fairfax, and Annapolis. Before you buy a pair of boots, you better take a look at them. And if they don't say Made in America on there, hock a big old nasty lunger inside and throw it in the sales clerk's face. It's Desperados. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Grease Man rocking at DC 101. It's a tad bogus today. We're talking rain temperatures in the 40s. Tomorrow we should be in the low 60s, and there is a potential for cloudiness. Right now, let's see here. Still 44 degrees.
Now this is deep.
Ehi, hey, compare, ci vuoi suonare?
Chi
si suona un friscaletto? E come si suona un friscaletto? Un friscaletto, tipiti, tipitita. Ehi, compare, ci vuoi suonare? Chi si suona un saxofono? E come si suona un saxofono? Tu, 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 un saxofono.
It's easy. Let's jump in together, shall we? Ehi, compare, ci vuol suonare? E come si suona un cooter lappin'? E come si suona un cooter lappin'? A cooter lappin', tu, 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 saxofono. Un friscaletti, tippiti, tippiti, tippiti. Ehi, compare, ci vuol suonare? E come si suona? Some stinky feet. I come to Sora. Some stinky